Craig and Scott on RadioSlot.com. Welcome to the show. It's the best podcast that you aren't listening to. Thought I'd try that one out today. Coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show. If you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
And I mean offended.
Are we solving the world's problems in 45 minutes or less?
Or it's free. That's right. So quit your complaining.
But electricity prices are not free. They're increasingly ridiculous. But you can gain control. Brian, you can gain control of your energy costs.
Tell me how.
All you got to do is switch to solar power.
Oh, wow.
You can do that by calling Alex Garnfeld, 925-791-1776, for a complimentary consultation and a quote without obligation. So take advantage of the introductory deal. $1 a month for your first 6 months. So call now, dial 925-791-1776 now. Start saving money. And don't forget to mention Drake and Scott and Ziggy.
There's three of us.
Drake and Scott with Ziggy.
That's right. We are Ziggy-less today.
Yeah.
That's funny. Bonus hour this week. First hour, we were Scott-less. Second hour, we are Ziggy-less. And it's all brought to you by the power of technology, creative editing, and time-delayed recording. It's a new year. Is it time for a new website? Call JB Web Design for a free consultation and quote. Are you ready to make a lasting impression in the digital world? Look no further. At JB Web Design, we specialize in crafting visually stunning and highly functional websites tailored, can I say that, to your unique needs. Webpage design and building, WordPress theme customization will optimize your SEO. Email JB at jbwebdesign.com. That's JAYBEE. And refresh your website today. Don't forget to tell them Drake and Scott sent you. Well, it's Valentine's Day as we record this hour. And I don't know about you, but I did most of my Valentine stuff over the weekend, where my wife and I went to this bed and breakfast in Lodi, California, that we like very much. And Lodi itself is a very nice town. Lots of wine tasting and vineyards, etc. It's not as big a wine country as, say, Livermore or Napa, but it's right up there. And I highly recommend a visit if you've never been.
All right.
And then tonight we, of course, have the usual Valentine's Day card exchange. I'll get flowers and yada, yada, yada.
Chocolates?
No, we're both staying away from the chocolates and the sweets right now. I mean, I need to lose like 40 pounds.
So. Us too.
Yeah, okay.
Staying away from the chocolates, that is.
Yeah.
Although I could lose 40 pounds.
Sure. Couldn't a lot of people, actually.
That's what my doctor told me last week. Okay. You know, doctors are the most, I don't know, they're so tactful in telling you that you're fat.
Right. And
I was like, you don't have to dance around it. I need to lose some weight.
They have no chill. Yeah, I know.
He had many suggestions for me.
Okay, like what else?
Well, apparently I can't eat anything anymore.
Oh, not at all.
No, unless it grows on its own out of the ground.
I see. Okay,
so, that could be
interesting.
I got a book to read, and I mean, seriously, he's got me on a Zoom call for a class on natural eating. And
my goodness.
I'm going to be so holistic. You won't even recognize me.
Wow. Does this include yoga classes?
We
haven't had an update on that in a while. Are you still being forced to go to your daughter's yoga class?
Forced? No. I'm yoga free a little bit so far, but that's going to, my streak of being yoga free is going to end shortly.
I see.
I think I'm on the calendar for another beat down. As much as we joke about it, it is not easy.
I'm sure it's not. It's all stretching and it's all just using your body as an exercise tool. And I can imagine it's
torture.
I bet it is.
They put me on this little mat. I never got to leave. I was there for an hour and 15 minutes. And by the time I was done, I couldn't breathe. Mm-hmm. And I was sweating like as bad as I ever have. It was just like, I am exhausted. I literally went, I left the yoga room and went to the like little sitting area, mm-hmm. common space. They had some couches and stuff. I just went and sat there for like 20 minutes just to recover.
Wow.
I didn't want to try going down the stairs.
And how
without resting a bit.
How did it feel with all of the other yoga veterans walking by and carrying on as if nothing had taken place?
I'm not sure. There was a lot of pointing and snickering, and I was a little self-conscious.
Right on.
So, well, yeah, that was fun.
Well, at the risk of repeating a topic that we covered in the first hour, because Scott, you weren't here for this one, and I really want to get your take on this. Have you heard of the of a new AI program called Dignify?
No, okay. I'm afraid.
No, this you're always asking, "Where's Dad?"
And, yes, where is Dad?
And I don't know if Dad is coming home or if the oldest son is taking charge, but somebody has created an AI program that will put clothes back on women who share pictures of themselves with very little clothes on.
Oh,
and it. Yeah, I'll just
that read. Might be something Dad's doing. He's like, hey, I'm going to develop an app to cover up these people who are being indecent.
We'll see here. Well, let me read you the description here from knowyourmeme.com.
I'm being too optimistic right now. This is going to go south, right?
No.
Oh, really?
No, I think you're going to be impressed because impressed.
Let's hear it. Come on.
This is a rebellion against degeneracy, and a lot of the women involved are upset that, you know, hey, we take these pictures because we want to, and now you're altering them in ways we haven't given you permission to do. And so anyway, the ascent of AI has naturally lent itself to the rise of AI adult content, which people have used to get excited by employing the hot new technology to craft women in various states of undress. Now, what has come up now is the exact opposite, where an AI program is being used to make women more clothed. And this is the new Dignify, and it's a trend that has sparked a lot of debate on social media. It's apparently the brainchild of several users on 4chan's Poll. Now, Poll is short for politically incorrect. It's a news talk board, and 4chan, of course, being the armpit of the internet, is an odd place for this to start, but considering a lot of...
Well, it's just controversial, so they're going to get more clicks.
Right, a lot of the traditional / conservative stuff that's coming out now, especially amongst young people, is coming out of 4chan. That's where I'm noticing stuff starts there, and then it spreads to other social media outlets, and it's actually quite interesting to watch.
We've got a trend of clothing people. Next thing you tell me, there's going to be a work ethic outbreak.
So Dignify, the Twitter account popped up and began posting pictures of provocatively dressed women with AI-generated edits that put the women in more conservative clothing. So there's a couple of examples here if you're looking at the website I linked you to.
Okay.
I think it's fine. I mean,
I think it's great. Dad finally showed up.
Yeah, and there's one picture here where it's a young lady in a bikini standing in a hot tub. It's not a racy picture or anything, but the edit shows her standing in front of a grill and in a dress, and they removed the hot tub. So.
Oh, that's funny.
But a lot of...
And people are actually looking at the grill, finally.
Yeah. And a lot of the women involved here are very upset. They post these pictures, of course, for either money or likes and affirmation. And they're like, you know, we're not dolls. You can dress and undress as you want and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, this is an attack on degeneracy, and I think I'm going to let it happen. What do you think?
Well, I think I'm clear on this as it gets. We allow almost everything these days. Why wouldn't we allow this?
Yeah.
I clothes are making a comeback. Let's go. You don't get to see my shoulder.
Yeah, well, we got to save the ankles, as Ziggy pointed out.
Save the ankles.
First hour. Save the ankles. At least let us see ankles. But no, anything that...
put some socks on.
Anything that attacks the rampant degeneracy of the society and... riles up the thoughts in the process is okay with me. So I'm very pleased.
I think these people that are upset should go complain to their dad.
All right.
That's what I think.
What if,
good for them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there is the common joke with women who parade around like this is like, you know, they have daddy issues or they have no dad. And it's like, what do you do when there is no dad to talk to? I mean, it's, Any idea? I mean, where would you suggest they go if there's no dad?
Well, I mean, a lot of people choose a path they think's right, that it ends up in trouble. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm okay if people want to conserve some modesty and things like that. And it's okay for the people that want to be immodest and build a website that just gets people to click for racy reasons, mm-hmm. to know that there's other people on the planet that aren't interested in that and want to have a little fun with messing with people too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like our culture has decided it's okay to mess with people if it's the right people. Mm-hmm. Right. For some reason, it's okay to mess with Jews. It seems like mm-hmm. everybody's okay with that.
Yeah. Jews, Christians, but don't you dare say anything bad about Muslims.
If you, you don't even want to list the people that you can get in trouble for mm-hmm. persecuting or saying something against or whatever. But, you know, it's just, it's sad how we'll make different sets of rules for others than we'll follow ourselves. I like this. I'm going to, whoever did this, I'm going to put them in charge of clothing my family too. I'm going to just say, here's a picture of what I'm going out of the house in. Could I need to cover up?
Oh, okay. Or, well, maybe they can help you improve your style choices. I mean, yeah. You know? In fact, wait a minute. Maybe I should send them some stuff too.
Yeah. No, some things just don't need to be seen. Right? Mm-hmm. That's what my daughter says.
Okay.
Our house is too hot all the time. Mm-hmm. As I got an older guy we live with, he always wants the house warmer, and yeah. I get in the house and I'm there for like 5 minutes and I'm boiling. Mm-hmm. So I had to take my shirt off. So when no one's around, I just take my shirt off and I walk around the house and then I'm okay. Wait, my daughter walks in. She's like, ew, dad, ew.
Like, well, no, wait a minute.
That's not my preferred condition, no. But I'm just trying to survive here.
Have you pointed out that someday she's going to come home to a husband that looks exactly like you?
I just get more ew comments from her. My comeback is like, I'm the dad. Respect me.
Well, no, what you do in that case is you do what Homer Simpson does when he has his shirt off. He stands up straight with his shoulders back, puts his hands on his hips, and proudly displays himself. I mean, you know.
Yes, no body shaming. Be proud of the way the good Lord made you, I guess. I don't know. I think it is funny that we're trolling back on the people that are.
Yeah. I mean, and it's all, like I said, it's all for likes and affirmation. They're looking for attention that they're not getting elsewhere. And now we're giving them all kinds of attention and they're not happy with it. Because yeah, it's like, well, they think they can only get attention
if we complain because they have too little on, then we get in trouble and we're, you know, we have too many rules and mm-hmm. we're prudes and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
And then we put something out there that we like. It's like, there's something wrong with that too. It doesn't matter what we do. We're
mm-hmm.
wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I'm just going to accept that I'm wrong all the time.
No, that's not true. Yeah, that's not.
No, it'll be easier.
Oh, okay.
I'm just wrong. And people say, hey, you're wrong.
I said, yeah, it's funny. Right. I'm wrong. No, I take
talk to you never.
No, I take the opposite. I'm always right. And everyone else is wrong.
Well, let's see how that works out for you.
All right. Well, it's Dignify on Twitter, Dignif, and then AI. And go check it out. And they're posting every day. And it's just, I love it. I think it's hilarious. So we're up on a break. Coming up, I want to talk about Barney the Purple Dinosaur. He's coming back.
He's going to have a cage match with Godzilla.
That'd be cool, but no, this is
that
different.
That might be my favorite Barney movement.
Oh, okay. Moment. Okay. Well, I have, the only reason I want to bring this up is because I have an interesting history with Barney, and I would love to tell the story very quickly once we come back. And,
as long as no cats are involved.
No cats are involved. It's mostly severed heads and a cease and desist order.
Oh.
So I will,
goodness.
I will tell you that story when we come back, right after this. Craig and Scott on Radioslot.com. Welcome back. We got a couple of commercials to read, and then We'll talk about Barney.
I love you. Yeah. I hate the song. Da, da, da,
da, da. Well, why don't you read the spot and we'll...
Oh, I'm witnessing a surge in electricity prices. Are you witnessing it too?
Oh, yes.
I looked at my PG&E bill the other day. Uh-huh. I'm not doing that anymore. I might have to set up auto pay or something.
Okay.
It was absolutely bad, huh? Traumatic.
Oh, wow. Well, you should turn the heater off.
Yeah. So I'm at work. And they're having budget discussions, and somebody brings up the idea that PG&E's too much money, and they're like, we better get solar. And I'm sitting there cracking up, because as soon as they green light it, I'm going to be like, dude, call Alex Garnfeld.
Go for it.
925-791-1776. Because I want to take charge of my energy expenses and transition to solar power. Alex Garnfeld can do it with a free consultation, a quote, no strings attached. And can still take advantage of their introductory deal. $1 a month for 6 months. $6. You can't get nothing for $6.
No.
Start putting money back in your pocket. 925-791-1776. And remember to tell Alex Garnfeld that Drake Scott with Ziggy referred you.
Right on. Embark on a digital transformation with JB Web Design. If you need a website upgrade, look no further. Our website team specializes in crafting visually stunning and highly functional websites tailored to your unique needs.
You're so excited.
I know. You get to do that. I know. From captivating web page design, seamless WordPress theme customization, and optimized SEO strategies, we ensure your online presence leaves a lasting impression. They did my website, briandrakebooks.com. So check them out, JB at jbwebdesign.com. That's JAYBEE. Free consultation and quote. Tell them Drake and Scott sent you, and we'll all be very excited.
Yeah. Well, it's fun when you read that and the part about
she who shall not be named that comes up.
Your website can be tailored by, by, is it Brian?
Jerome is his
Jerome.
Name.
Jerome, yeah. Yeah. You get, you very swiftly get a smirk on your face and a laugh.
And,
because we're two episodes into the contest that was given to us by Taylor's number one fan via email that we can't say, what's it, Travis Kelsey's girlfriend's name?
No,
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't say her name for 10 episodes, and then we win the contest with Taylor's number one fan.
Yeah,
she'll make us. But then we've got a side contest going on. I noticed this is going to be fun because she just won the Super Bowl. Oh, wait, I guess the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Go ahead.
Nothing. No, I was just, okay. They keep doing it. They pan over to shots of her in the press box or the owner's suite or whatever it is.
Wherever she was, yeah.
Can you just show the football game? Anyways.
Yeah.
Fun stuff. So are we talking about Joe Rogan today?
We could, but I wanted to talk about Barney first because... Joe Rogan, Barney. Yeah, well, let me tell my Barney story, and then we can get to Joe Rogan.
Okay.
Okay. So Barney comes back to Instagram, first time since 2010. And,
oh, no.
It's me, Barney. I haven't seen some of you in a long time.
So.
But I always make sure to check in on my friends.
Yeah, he checks in after, you know, 14 years of absence. Like
you just ended a major streak I had going. I had a running streak of not hearing from, seeing, or anything Barney for over a decade something. And you just ruined it.
Show love towards yourself, too.
Were your kids big Barney fans?
No.
No, okay.
No, because somebody banned it in our house.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to remember who it was. I think you know them.
It was probably Dad,
very
right?
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a dad in our house, so
that's
Barney.
That's right. So, anyway, first appearance on Instagram in 14 years, and it's all leading up to a reboot of the show, and that's all well and exciting. We do wish them well, even though we won't be watching, because we're way outside the age range. But back in high school, when I was a wee lad of, 16, 17, Barney was huge. And
wait, are you telling me you were watching Barney in high school?
No. Brian? No. Hang on.
Now, this is good confession with Scott.
This is not. this is not that kind of story. But
you're gonna have to say a lot of Hail Marys to get forgiven for that.
No, this is not that kind of.
I know you're not Catholic.
No, I know this is not that kind of story.
About the Pope soon.
It was No, so he was very popular at that time, and it was impossible to get away from. I mean, you could avoid the TV show. You couldn't necessarily avoid all of the public displays and the chatter and all that. So a pal of mine, we started up the We Hate Barney newsletter. And this was, we did drawings. We wrote articles. You know, we did a whole, it was a whole thing. And we put out two issues. And we just gave them out at school, you know. And then for the second issue, my buddy, his name is Jason, he was at Kinko's one night making copies of the second issue. And he was friends with somebody that worked at Kinko's, so they were talking back and forth. And Jason is audibly speaking about this newsletter. And this gentleman comes over to him and says, "May I see this?" And Jason's like, "Of course, here's a copy." You know,
right, uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Copyright infringement.
No, or something. No. It turned out that fellow worked for PBS. And that fellow showed it around the office. And very quickly, because Jason put his home address on the newsletter for some reason. You know, copyright.
That's a fail right there.
Yeah. So Jason got a cease and desist letter from PBS to stop the We Hate Barney newsletter or else. And we think what they objected to were, because every issue had Barney suffering some sort of mutilation.
Oh, you're going to traumatize kids.
And in the second issue in particular, he was at the French Revolution and on his way to the guillotine. So it was...
Man, you've liked poking the bears since way... When did you start abusing people?
I started my radio career at 16 and at KMET in San Jose, a station that doesn't exist anymore. And
so you put them out of business too.
It was a little 1,000 watt station. It was barely surviving when I was there. That's where it started.
Yeah. So yikes.
So yeah, so PBS told us to knock it off, and we were so... I don't want to say we were scared, but it certainly was a oh boy moment. You know, you might have a different word for oh boy. And we stopped. So it was, but that's my Barney story. And I never get to tell it. So with him in the news today, I figured this is a good opportunity.
Yeah, my Barney objections were just, I didn't go public or anything. I just quiet quit.
Mm-hmm.
I just said, we're not watching that in our house and we're not doing it. And we just. And he disappeared for like decades.
Oh, wow.
Till this friend of mine, I use that word friend loosely, blindsided me with, yeah, no thanks.
But don't you think Barney's message of love others and love yourself is needed right now?
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, all right. You want to talk about? You want to talk about Joe Rogan?
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in
that. Okay, well, this is another...
Blue-collar work is...
Yeah, he's on his podcast, and we brought this up with Ziggy, too. But let's see. Amid headlines of layoffs in banking and tech, many Americans may be wondering if their job is in danger this year. While generations of American parents have pushed their kids to go to college and work their way up through the ranks of white-collar jobs... Joe Rogan seems to think they've been off the mark. Rogan, of course, the most popular podcaster in the country.
In the world.
And where he's the most watched and listened to. We're the least. So we got
we're cover the whole gambit.
So anyway, recently the comedian and podcaster shared his thoughts on the way we perceive blue-collar work in the U.S. with his guest Tim Kennedy, an American soldier and mixed martial arts artist. Quote, "It's very bizarre that we've somehow or other demonized blue-collar work and put white-collar work on a pedestal, whereas, like, the freedom comes from owning your own business. That's real freedom. So, you know, blue-collar stuff, you can own your own shop, whereas white-collar, you pretty much don't." I guess
yeah, but if you own means. Your own shop, if you own your own blue-collar shop, mm-hmm. that technically makes you white-collar also. Because you own a business.
Well, now. that's true.
You get to be both.
Yeah.
Wow, double dipping.
He goes on to say, if you want to be the richest person on the planet right now in Austin, be in construction, be an electrician, be a plumber. $200,000 average income, and that's good for here in Austin.
If you know how to actually work and fix something, you're worth gold these days.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to find anybody to be able to fix anything.
Right. And it's not something anybody ever told me about when I was, you know, going through high school and college, where it was always go to college, get a degree. No one ever talked about the trades.
Yeah.
It wasn't even something I had on my radar. And frankly, if I had been a little smarter and knew of those opportunities, I probably would have pursued them rather than, you know, ending up where I have.
Oh yeah.
I guess it's not too bad, but it's like, it could have been a little bit better. I could have been
right.
Yeah. I could have a house. I could have some other things,
No, blue collar guys are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you a while back, the rats chewed through something in the attic over the garage, and then we had flooding and now the garage door and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I've had no less than four different types of blue collar guy in our place in the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. They're all amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, and they get paid. Like,
yeah. Cause
it's like they come in and fix things. It's like, I don't know what I'm looking at.
It's recession proof. I mean, it's hard work in some cases, but how do you argue with it? You know, and of course, you know, I'm a couple of years from 50. Maybe it's not too late to join.
Yeah. No, you get a good blue collar guy there. You keep their number and you pay them whatever they want. Cause mm-hmm. we bought a car way back and I kept taking it to the dealer to get it fixed. And it had this ongoing, I brought it in like 7 times mm-hmm. and I was out of my mind and I was so upset. And then the 7th time I brought it in, the dealership tells me, oh no, it's out of warranty. You have to pay for this repair now.
Yeah.
I said, no, you never fixed it. So I don't care how long ago I bought it. Every time I brought this in, it's not fixed. So, how can you make me fix? And they wouldn't budge. Mm-hmm. I was like, the heck with you. So I took it over to my buddy Keith, my longtime buddy since middle school. Mm-hmm. He owns a mechanic shop. I love him to death. First time in the shop, bam, he fixes it. And it took him almost no time.
Oh, wow.
He charged me a quarter of what the dealership. And I take all my vehicles to him. My father-in-law takes his vehicle to him. Mm-hmm. In fact, my father-in-law, he loves to go to the dealership, get a quote on the repairs. Mm-hmm. Then he goes over to Keith's Autobahn in Dublin. Free commercial right there.
Sure.
Keith's Autobahn in Dublin, California. And shows it to Keith, and then Keith beats the price and fixes it better and faster. He's been doing it his whole life. Yeah. He's a real mechanic.
Right.
And a lot of these dealerships, they've got a bunch of young guys who don't really know what they're doing. They're apprentices and they're learning and mm-hmm. they work on stuff. And, you know, which place are you going to get a better job?
Yeah. There's a hierarchy at dealership shops where you have you have a couple of the master mechanics who do everything. Everyone else is a lube tech.
Yeah.
And it's,
and you go to some of these places and what you're really paying for is the money that's going to all the white collars.
Right.
Skip that and go straight to the blue collar guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, I gotta fix this.
I'll bring him my car. See if he can work on that.
Oh, I know I could do it.
Right on. Okay. Well, we should have
a wager over that.
We should, because, you know, I have a dry sump engine in my car, which means the oil is contained in a separate reservoir and gets pumped into the engine. So it's not like a standard, you know, fill the engine with oil thing. And I've been going to the dealer. It's getting too expensive there. And I'm calling around to other shops to see who can handle it. And everybody is acting like I've got some sort of UFO. And it's two drain plugs, one for the engine, one for the sump. And then you drain both. But then you only refill the reservoir.
I'm taking the side of this free cigar that Keith's going to be able to do it.
Okay.
Well, unless you're going to take the side, he won't be able to do it either.
Well, I'm going to call him and ask him first.
Well, then there's no wager.
Well, I'm not.
I'm trying to turn this into a wager.
It's a $60,000 sports car. I'm not just going to take it to him and see if we can.
Let's all feel sorry for Brian right now and his first world problems.
No, I'll call him up and see.
Trying to have some fun.
Well, no, we could still have the wager. If I call him and he says no, then there's your answer. But I'm sure he'll say yes, because, I mean, I can explain to him how to do it. I just can't do it at my house. I don't have the workspace.
If you call him and he says no, then I got to give you a cigar.
Sure.
Okay, but if he says, oh, yeah, I can do that, then you got to give me a cigar?
Sure.
Okay, there, we got a wager.
All right.
Poor Ziggy. He doesn't know what he just missed out on. All right. Missed a wager on the show.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back right after this. Craig and Scott on Radioslot.com. Thanks for staying with us. We have a couple of commercials to read. Then back to the fun.
We have escalating electricity cost.
Okay, were you not ready or what?
Not as ready. I was just checking to see if electricity costs have changed. Okay. I think they've actually gone up since the last break.
Oh, okay. Oh, just your whole tone of voice then I found very humorous. Anyway, please to continue.
No, when I talk about PG&E, I just get immediately depressed. You know what cheers me up?
What?
The idea of taking charge of my energy expenses and transitioning to solar power with Alex Garnfeld. Call 925-791-1776. Get yourself a free complimentary consultation and a quote. And you can still take advantage of their introductory deal for $1 a month for the first 6 months. Act now, 925-791-1776, and begin saving money. Let them know Drake and Scott sent you.
Step into the new year with JB Web Design, your gateway to a digital makeover. Ready for a website that makes a lasting impact? JB Web Design specializes in creating visually striking and highly functional websites customized to your unique needs. Whether it's captivating web page design, seamless WordPress theme customization, or optimizing SEO for maximum visibility, our expert team has you covered. JB at jbwebdesign.com. That's J-A-Y-B-E-E. Mention Drake and Scott.
You know both those guys? Blue collar.
Yeah.
Both of them.
You know, I should mention this too, Jerome, the owner of JB Web Design, is birthday this week. So I'm not going to say the number, but Jerome, happy birthday. Thank you for listening because he tunes in. He's one of our, how many followers do we
have? Don't name it.
Oh, okay.
You jinx it.
He's
although, I don't know.
He's one of our few listeners.
If he's a tech guy, is he blue collar?
I don't know. It's his own business.
I'm giving him credit either way.
Yeah, all right.
In fact, Jerome, you tell us what to call you, and we give you credit.
That's right.
You don't even need to wear a collar if you don't want. He's tech collar.
That's right. Yeah, old high school buddy of mine. We go back a long way. And the guy, there was three of us. There was myself, Jerome, and Jason. He's the fellow that I did the Barney newsletter with. We were a little gang. Jerome went to another school after freshman year, I think. Either freshman or sophomore year, I forget which.
But anyway. Ran Jerome off?
No, I don't remember why he changed schools.
You ran off Jerome.
No, I think
you killed the newsletter. You put your first radio station out of business. I'm sensing a pattern here. Tried to cancel Barney.
We would have had a nice run with that newsletter because it was actually very popular around campus and everybody was suggesting different ways to mutilate Barney in every episode. So
yeah.
we didn't lack for ideas. We just got the, and I don't know why we didn't keep doing it because I mean, what was the solution there? Go to Kinko's at a different time. You know, or find another one. Find another way to make copies. There were all kinds of ways to make photocopies of things back then. I don't know why we didn't just switch to another source and keep it going, keep it underground. That would have been the truly rebellious thing to do.
Yeah. Well. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Well, I got an airline story.
Okay.
This happened in Canada where a traveler booted from flight after excessive bathroom use. I don't know why.
I'm thinking I want to abort this story right now.
Well, no. This happened. This lady had this
bathroom use.
Well, yeah. So a trauma.
I've never said that phrase.
Okay. Well. This is from the New York Post. Let me just read the story. A traumatized traveler railing against Canadian carrier WestJet. See, there's your first problem. It's Canadian. Nothing good comes out of Canada. After she was booted from one of their flights for excessive bathroom use before takeoff, author Joanna Chu took to Twitter to outline the incident. Many responded that the flight was right to eject her. So basically, she had an upset stomach, and she said they kicked me off because I was going to the washroom too much before takeoff. No promise of a hotel or rebooked flight. I had meds and was on the mend. So after being told to leave the plane, a rushed Chu claimed she left her money on board the aircraft, and a WestJet supervisor refused to pay for my taxi to a hotel 20 minutes away. So this whole Twitter rant. Goes on for a little bit, and
wow.
Well, see, but here, I don't know. I think I'm Team Airline on this one, because as someone responded on this Twitter ad, you're wrong to be upset. Many stomach bugs are extremely contagious. An entire flight could have been taken down by one selfish person.
Oh, yeah. Let's crush the whole community because of a virus.
Right. Well, but I'm thinking.
Tell her to just stay home for 2 weeks.
Well, no, I'm suddenly on two minds of this. But if someone's going to be uncomfortable on a flight, it makes pretty much everyone else queasy as well. I don't know if stomach bugs are as contagious as that. If she ate something, I mean, that pretty much is self-contained. But it's the illusion that this person has a problem and now I'm going to get sick and you start freaking out. Do you really want an airplane full of people freaking out? I don't know. So I'm, and on the other hand, it's like, well, if it's not contagious, then, carry on. And, is there another one in the back in case I got to go? Cause just having one bathroom can be a problem now and then.
I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't bother me at all. Let her go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you worry about?
But is this
your flight on time?
Yeah. And is this another case of airlines just?
Why don't you put more
on a power trip?
Put more bathrooms on the plane.
Uh huh.
You ever had to go on a plane and there's a line of like six people?
No, I go before the flight, and then I hold it until after the flight because I don't want to go into those tiny rooms. The rooms are smaller than me. I'm not even 6 feet. And the one time I did have to use one, I had to contort myself to fit. And it was just, I was at an odd angle. Let's just say.
Take out a couple seats, put another bathroom in, and let people fly. Come on.
But is this another case of an airline on a power trip where
Yes. They
have, okay. That's it. Just yes.
Yeah. Yeah, move on. Hey, we skip crazy on the way.
We did. We usually open with that.
Yeah, I want to hear yours.
Okay.
Because right. Scott's third tee today is brought to you by Take a Picture.
That's right.
Took a photo.
So yeah, I'm at the cigar shop, or I visit the cigar shop to pick up a few cigars. And as I'm getting back into my car, I hear this fellow behind me go, "Hey, man!" And I turn around, and I thought someone wanted to talk about the car because someone, they always want to talk about the car. I had one in the 60s and blah, blah, blah. And
right.
Is this the one with the engine in the back? I get questions like that all the time. But this fellow didn't want to talk about the car. I said hello, expecting
a that question
kind of
about the,
yeah, yeah. That, about that kind of question.
Yeah.
Instead, he holds out his cell phone to me and he says, "You want some of this?" And
oh no.
And I'm expecting something explicit,
right.
It's like we're
controversial.
We're in Pleasanton, California, and suddenly there's a brothel somewhere and he's showing me what's there. But no, that wasn't it at all. He had pictures of glazed donuts. It was donuts under a glass with pink frosting, and in the same shopping center as the cigar shop is a donut shop. So I'm thinking this guy's shilling for the donut shop. And And the donut shop has been there longer than the cigar shop, so I would think they have plenty of regulars and enough business to stay open, but I guess not. So this guy comes out, shows me a picture. You want some of this? And I'm
like, oh, that's. I'm
like, and I said, oh, no, thank you. And
yeah, somebody opens with that. It's like, oh, how fast can I get in my car? I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
And then he shows you a picture of donuts. Of
donuts. And
would you like an apple fritter?
And I kept a straight face during the interaction.
I couldn't have.
He turned and walked away. I rolled up my window and pulled out. I'm pulling away. I can't stop laughing.
Oh, I would have started laughing the moment he showed it to me.
Well, you know, I had to play it cool, because what am I going to say? Oh, hey, I thought you were offering me girls or drugs, you know.
Yeah,
and that might have.
Yeah. When people approach me in public, like in a parking lot or mm-hmm. things like that, man, my guard is so up, like my radar.
No.
We're not talking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Did you have,
yeah, right. And they might be familiar with you from other things, and so, you know, and it could be.
If I don't recognize you, mm-hmm. don't approach me in a random parking lot like that. You know, holding up a phone at me.
Oh. Of course, now I want to go back to that donut shop and see if I can find the donuts with the pink glaze on them.
Oh, and, so it worked.
Well,
you're thinking about pink donuts.
I'm thinking now that, you know, but then if I'm staying off the chocolates for Valentine's Day, I guess I have to stay off the donuts too. So,
yeah,
which is why I didn't bring any rolls to our pre-show meeting today, because I need to stay off.
Because you were traumatized by pastry.
That's right.
I'm pastry triggered. That's weird. That is so weird.
Yeah, somebody, it is. And maybe he works at the donut shop, or he's the new owner or something. He was walking from that direction.
Yeah, you want to know the scary version?
What?
He's just that into donuts. And he can't help but talking to people about it, and he's not connected to the donut shop at all. That's what worries me. I've dealt with way too many crazies.
I bet you have, yeah.
And if I get any sniff of crazy, I'm gone. Out. I've literally just turned and walked away from people. Didn't mm-hmm. even respond to them, because you don't know what you're going to get anymore these days.
Yeah, no, I know, which is unfortunate. But, yeah, that's
scary. That was truly crazy.
Yeah, that is my crazy on the way for today. What is yours?
Well, it's hard to say. I was at the hospital for 7 hours the other day, sitting in the waiting room.
Okay, so this wasn't for you. It was for somebody else.
I was the designated person to pick up and drop off, and one thing led to another, and then next thing you know, it's been 7 hours. That's crazy. Sitting in a waiting room anywhere for anything.
Oh yeah, especially at a hospital.
I should have known. The nurse told me when she came out to take him back, said, you know, you could go home and we'll just call you when he's ready. I was like, something about that didn't feel right. And I was mm-hmm. like, no, I probably should just stay. And anyways.
So 7 hours, did anything interesting happen in those 7 hours? Or
Yes. So there's one TV and Judge Judy is on.
I didn't know she was still alive.
I've never watched a Judge Judy before.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't look away.
Oh, so you're a fan now.
I might be a closet Judge Judy fan. It was hilarious watching the different cases that came up, and the plaintiff and the defendant, and then and watching her just go off on people. It was actually pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then sad and crazy in some ways. Like, what? And this one lady just would not stop talking. And Judge Judy kept telling her, you need to stop talking. I'm going to kick you out. And she wouldn't stop. And Judge Judy rules in favor of the other party.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. I told you to stop talking. You didn't. Judgment for the plaintiff. Bing. Done.
Wow. All right.
Don't mess with the judge, man.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with Judge Judy. Back years ago, before the pandemic, when I was in the newsroom at the other radio station, we would always have her on in the newsroom, and not because anybody really liked it, is because there was really nothing, you know, the TV only got a couple of channels and she was one of them. So every day at 3 or 3:30, whatever the time was, it just became the tradition to turn on Judge Judy and listen to her while we were working, and it was
yeah,
it was always interesting.
I was surprised because I've avoided her like crazy because mm-hmm. I just thought this can't be good. Mm-hmm. And there's nobody around. There's nowhere to go and nothing to do. And next thing you know, it's like, I've been watching for 45 minutes. I actually started a second episode.
Well, she's on this afternoon.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Probably should have got out my dumb phone and got some work done. Which I did the rest of the time.
Nice. Anyways. So, and everything at the hospital went okay and turned out all right?
Yeah. As far as I know.
Oh, okay.
Wait and see.
Right on.
So there you go.
All right.
I can't violate any HIPAA laws.
No, of course
not. I can't say anymore.
That's why I haven't asked any specifics. But yeah. Anyway, we're up on a break. Back for our post-game wrap-up right after this. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com.
I like this.
Yeah, I'm trying out new music here. New copyright-free music that we don't have to pay for.
I know, you get me all revved up, and then we got to end the show.
Yeah, well, it's nice to end on a high note, yeah.
Sure.
Sure. You want to, let's see, why don't you do the ad again, and because I don't have the web designer, I don't have Jerome's ad on
oh, goodness.
The Google document, so.
Well, I'm going to remind you that energy prices have gone up, probably just today even. Regain control of your energy costs. Do it with solar power. Call Alex Garnfeld, 925-791-1776. Get a complimentary consultation and a quote without any obligation. And take advantage of this introductory deal. He's got $1 a month for the first 6 months. So call Alex, 925-791-1776 now and start saving money now. Don't forget to mention Drake and Scott.
It's a new year. It's the time for a new website. Call JB Web Design for a free consultation and quote. Are you ready to make a lasting impression in the digital world? Look no further. At JB Web Design, we specialize in crafting visually stunning and highly functional websites fitted to your unique needs. Webpage design and building, WordPress theme customization will optimize your SEO. Email JB at jbwebdesign.com. JAYBEE. Refresh your website today. Don't forget to tell them you heard about it on Drake and Scott. So it's our post-game wrap-up, and do we have a theme for today's show?
Yes, tradition.
All right.
Tradition. Should start singing that song from Fiddler on the Roof. Yeah, your post-game wrap-up brought to you today by tradition. Blue-collar workers, modesty, hard work, ethics, responsibility, punctuality, all these things. It's like we always want to try new stuff, and it's like, you know, some traditions, some patterns, some things are healthy mm-hmm. for a reason. You know, there's a reason people started doing it way back, and like family traditions. Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting to think about what are your family traditions and how can you perpetuate them, the good ones, the healthy ones.
Right. You know, well, there is a lot of that going around with younger people. If you just, I mean, look up... I guess it's trad wife on social media. And I mean, I know you hate TikTok, but a lot of it's taking place there where people pursuing those options are showing this is how you do it. This is how you grow stuff. This is how you prepare this particular meal or sew this thing or this garment, you know?
Yeah.
It riles up the feminists to see it, which is great. But then it also helps it spread. So it's, yeah.
Well, it's interesting.
You're not alone.
Family values and things like that are making a comeback. I hope. Maybe we'll get some more real dads out of it.
Yeah, I would like to see the pendulum swing back and at least toward the middle, not all the way in the other direction, because one extreme or the other is not good.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to see a reversal of most of what has come out of the 60s. That we're still living with today. I mean, part of the reason things are the way they are is because of your boomer parents and grandparents, and there's never been a check on it. You know, it was always just keep that cycle going, and now we're trying to up that ante to the nth degree, and it's just taking us completely over the edge, and I'd like to see a rollback, just a little.
Yeah, be interesting. It's fun when you get around people who... have done this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They've stuck to some of these holistic things and morals. And, you know, you meet a carpenter and you find out that their dad was a carpenter, mm-hmm. and their grandfather was a carpenter, and now their brother's a carpenter. And I recently had a carpenter who, you know, had this long tradition in his family. And it's amazing how much they know. And if they don't know, they got a couple people they can call, and mm-hmm. boom, it's fixed and solved. Yeah. And then I'm talking to the carpenter, and I was like, hey, but I got this plumbing problem. He's like, oh, call this plumber. I call that guy, same thing. He has this long tradition, and, mm-hmm. and he solved his thing really quickly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There you go. Post-game report. Third tee brought to you by tradition.
All right.
Wow. Didn't see that coming.
A nice succinct ending.
Mic drop. Find your family traditions and promote them, perpetuate them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know,
prop them up.
With my grandmother's passing several years ago, you know, suddenly the family, you know, our whole extended family is not doing a lot of the things that we used to do when she was in charge. You know, because she would always kind of be the focus point, and would have everybody would gather around her. But with her gone, now we're not perpetuating these connections with each other, and it's kind of unfortunate. There are a few cousins I would not like to see again, but you know,
man, we try to go positive. You find a little dark niche to
well,
mess
you know, I like the rest of my family. It's those two that you know, and maybe my uncle can take a walk, but. Yeah.
Abort.
Drake and Scott at RadioSlot.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back.
See you next show.
Yeah, next week.